Welcome to the Mega Power Hour featuring James J. Rock and Michael Jung, the artist formerly known as Captain Hugs. You can reach us on our Twitter handle at Mega_Hour. And sometimes James dabbles with the Facebook, probably Mega Hour or something like that. But listening to this pod will expand your knowledge of sports, sex, pro wrestling, and everything else in between. James, my man, how are you?
What's up, Michael John? I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm just living the life in my grandparents' basement. But you know what? You know what's wonderful about their basement is that it looks like a log cabin. Like, they got it, like, it looks like I'm in a log cabin. So that's kind of nice.
Well, you know, if that's pretty cool. Log cabins are pretty cool. And, you know, it's associated with manliness. So you need to grow out your beard and your chest hair and, you know, get some flannel.
I kind of let the hair grow on my stomach, right? I still shave my chest. Like, I tried to let all my hair grow, like, whatever. But the hair on my chest, like, when it was growing in, was, like, itching me so bad. Like, I had to, like, stop what I was doing one day and run down and just shave it off. It was itching me so bad. But I was actually at home, and I had just – I think I just got done working out, and I think I had taken a shower, and I went upstairs to get a shirt. And my daughter saw me without my shirt on. And she saw hair on my stomach. And I don't think she's ever seen hair on my stomach in her life. And she, like, completely flipped out about it. So she's like, "Dad, you got to shave that." And I was like, "What? What? This is what men do." She's like, "But that's not what you do." I'm like, "Okay, you're right." So I shaved my stomach for my daughter. That sounds weird, but that's what I did.
Need to sit her down and have the talk. And the talk would be, "Daddy's a metrosexual and he shaves his stomach." Not every man does.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's just it was a shock to her system. So I did it, and then I texted her because I don't live at home with my kids. I'm my grandparents. I texted her and said, "Hey, I shaved my stomach," and she just texted me back, "Finally." I'm like, okay.
Finally, Daddy.
Yeah, geez. So, well, today was a long, long day. Like, I had to take my kids to karate, and then I had to move a bunch of stuff into my temporary home, and, like, put shit together. And oh my god, a thing is it's just so tedious and so like, you've moved before, right?
Yeah, it's exhausting.
Oh my god, it's awful. And then we had to wait for this giant couch to arrive, and then it's supposed to be there between 3 and 4. It don't come between 3 and 4. No. It comes about 5:45, and we're just all, like, dying, just, like, laying in this, you know. I don't even want to be in the house, to be honest with you. I'm just like, yeah, I hate it, because it's just a symbol of what I did. And then, I got to do it so I can have my kids with me more. But, we get my, the couch finally arrived, and, you know, I just wanted to collapse and not do anything more. But my wife asked me to mow the yard, so I had to make sure and get that shit done before I did the show. So yeah, so I got all that done, but I'm pretty tired.
Well, I mean, if you wanted to take a nap before you did the show, that's your call.
Oh God, no. Then I sat down with the wife and we had a talk, and I thought about asking her. I was like, hey, can we have this talk like live on the show, like this super serious talk?
Oh God.
I know, right? That might bring in some streams though, you never know.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, right. Yeah, oh God. Yeah.
I think we would have to get like a Dr. Phil type off of Twitter to come on and, you know, I guess monitor or whatever.
Or moderate. Yeah. Oh my God, that's a good idea.
This is definitely not me. I'm not no Dr. Phil. So,
I mean, you could advocate for me.
Maybe I could.
Yeah.
I've tried, dude. I've tried.
No, you know, like all this stuff. Like I, everybody that's listening to the show knows what I did and shit like that. And you know, it's just, I got to earn her trust back and everything like that. And,
well, it's step by step. So,
yeah. Yep. So,
got to be in it to win it, brother.
I know.
You had a couch delivered. I had a bed delivered a couple of days ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you done the deed in the bed?
Yes. Oh.
How, is it good?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how's the sleeping too?
You know, when you go and buy a bed and it's like set up in the display, and you're like, is this actually the tall what is the height of it? You know, yeah. And they're like, yeah. So like when they walk away, you kind of like go up to it and kind of do the hump motion and then
beside. Oh
it,
yeah.
See if you're lined up right. Yeah, lined up right. Yeah, it's good. It's good to go. I'm probably on video on that place, you know, but whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They got me on video, like air humping the height of the bed.
Yep. I had to put my bed together today, and that was fun. And
We had the movers, and they were, you know, two young kids. And they was like, are we putting a frame together? I'm like, yeah, dude, this is what I'm paying you. This is what I'm tipping you for, yeah.
Oh, really? Like, yeah, that's the thing is like that's the furniture store where I bought the couch from was like, you know, we'll bring it to your door, but if you want us to bring it in and put it together, that's another $150. I'm like, well, fuck that. Just leave it at my door. I'll bring that shit in and, you know, just like hook it together. And, right. you know, when we were struggling a little bit getting it up the stairs, I was thinking, God damn it, I should have just spent $150. But we got it up there, and it was like 10 minutes, you know. I was like, so I'm glad I didn't spend the $150.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just tipped the kids $20, and I kind of helped them move it up the upstairs because the mattress was like huge. It was king size, and it was like kind of whooping their asses a little bit. So I thought I'd help them out.
Man. King size bed. I don't know if I've ever slept in a king size bed. Maybe in a hotel once. But
I mean, me neither. This is a new experience for me too. But you know,
yeah, I've always slept in queens.
Yeah, me too. Same here.
What made you go king?
We wanted more room for like. Okay, so she doesn't like being touched while she's sleeping, right?
Yeah,
and like. So I could sprawl out all over the bed and not even be close to even touching her. So
it's not even close.
It's not even close, man. It's not even close. You know, she's a light sleeper too. Anything will wake her up. And like where me, if I'm out, then like, there's really nothing going to wake me up.
Right. So I mean, you're like, how tall are you?
I'm around 6.
Okay. All right. And so you can like spread out and not even worry about touching her.
No, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I can spread out. I can like, you know, cock my leg over and not even touch her or anything.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Really. Yeah, really. Like, it's, I haven't, you know, you got to break it in, you know what I mean? Like, find your spot. I just haven't found my spot yet to sleep on or whatever. But
right.
I thought I would this weekend. It didn't happen because, like, the bed is super cold. It's like, it's a copper cool, which it kind of keeps like the name is kind of cool.
Right.
So like summertime, it'll be, you know, it won't be as hot, hopefully. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it's a massive bed, dude. Like, it's, I mean, I'm gonna love it, but I like the queen too, so I don't know.
That's funny. When I used to sleep with a woman, she didn't really like to be touched either.
Yeah.
While she was sleeping, but I would always like touch her just to, like, you know, kind of jokingly annoy her, you know, sometimes.
Well, but, I never did that because that's playing with fires. But
I know, and I should have just like took that signal not to do that, but I didn't.
My dog is like a pretty good cuddler, so sometimes I'll just, if I don't want to wake her up, she's got to go to work. You know, I'll sleep in the spare bed. I know people think it's kind of dumb, but like my dog is like the best cuddler ever. So
yeah,
yep. Yeah.
There's nothing better than snuggling with a dog. Like,
here's the thing. Like, she's been waking us up like super early, right? Because when I am in the other bedroom, we got the door closed. Yeah. She'll start like whining.
Oh,
at, like 5:30 in the morning.
Oh,
to get us up.
Yeah,
because like she's lonely, and she did it a few times when like her stomach was like real bad, like she had like really bad diarrhea.
Yeah.
And I guess she just took it from there because, you know, she does it all the time. But if I'm in this other room with her, she don't do it. She don't wake her up.
Hmm.
So I kind of like got to pick and choose my spots when I'm going to sleep on the king bed, you know. But
yep. Yep, you do.
I have a feeling like in the future, next few months or so, I'll be in that bed a lot.
Yeah, probably.
Yep.
Yep. But that's okay. At least you have a nice comfy bed to relax in.
Yeah, two of them actually, so I'm all good.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, all right. You know what I'm excited for that I haven't, you know, we haven't really divulged any, but we have sponsors now, so I'm pretty excited. I know people don't really love commercials, but it's like, hey, we hit the big time with commercials.
Yeah. I hope they're cool.
Yeah, right. Did you do the spots or was it somebody else did them?
I remember doing some spots, but I never heard back. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe I just their shit. I don't know, but it's something different. We're adding a little twist, not twist, but like a little what do you even call it? No, it's not a dynamic. We're just adding a little tinkering. Okay, we're going to tinker. There we go.
Right. Yeah, we're tinker exactly. And as long as that, like, you know, sometimes I'll listen to podcasts and it's like, it is just full of commercials. Like, if you listen to, like, Bruce Pritchard's show, it's like, holy shit, there is a ton of commercials.
Yeah, and then, or they're just doing a 30-minute commercial spot, like, right off the bat.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. You were listening to a pod that was doing that right away, weren't you?
Well, actually a few of them do that, but like I'm 44. I don't need to be like told how to shave my balls. I think I already know how to do that, but
I think that they're not our sponsor. I think they sponsor about everybody that does a sports podcast, I think.
I got like a Remington from Walmart. Well, I'll just put that in there sometime.
Well, shit, like shave. I just use my razor when I shave my balls. Am I being dangerous?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I use they're fine razors, and like my balls aren't that hairy to begin with. Like, you got hairy. Like, who has this hairy balls that you need this specific shaver to shave your nuts?
The specific one.
Yeah.
I guess you're gonna have. Well, do you want? Never mind.
Yeah, I don't. It's fine. Like if some guys must need it because it's a, you know, it's a product. It must have been a demand for it. But I don't know. But anyway.
So like we're being sellouts now. So.
Well, yeah, but we haven't joined a network yet, so we're not really like a sellout yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we ever do, then we'll be like really total sellouts.
Yes. And we'll post like pictures of us like in suits, you know, You know, like our cropped pictures that we always show, like it'll be like,
oh, yeah, I said, I gotta go buy a suit now. Thanks for that shit.
You don't have a suit?
I got one somewhere. It's like for funerals.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's pretty much a minor suit. I think I got two or three suits. I have a white suit. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, Mr. White Knight.
Yeah, Mr. White Knight. I used to buy a suit for every one of my kids. Like, if they got like baptized and stuff, I used to buy a suit for it. And, you know, I thought it was king shit.
That's some king stuff right there.
That's when I had money and stuff. So
when you have money, you still have money. What are you talking about?
I mean, you know. Anyway, yeah, I got a little. I got a jar on top of my refrigerator. It's got like $50 in it. Anyway, all right. What else? Is there anything else we can shoot the shit about? Can we?
I mean, March Madness.
March Madness. Baylor. Baylor looks like the one to beat this year, right?
Baylor, Gonzaga, and I think that game's going on currently right now.
Wasn't Baylor beaten? Didn't Baylor play Houston today?
Yeah, Baylor won today.
Yeah, big time, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, big time. Yeah. The game currently it's a 1-point lead at halftime for Gonzaga.
Oh, who are they playing?
UCLA.
UCLA. They beat Meat Chicken.
Right? They did. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
I'm glad they beat Michigan, by the way.
So there's no Illinois in this Final Four, which is surprising.
What? I thought they were the best team in the nation. It was not even close.
Wow. You know, I sat on the last pod and said, don't count those chickens before they hatch.
Yeah.
And those chickens died.
Right.
Oh, well, they didn't even hatch, bro. They were all stillborns.
God, can you imagine if Illinois and Iowa met for the NCAA championship, what your Twitter feed would have looked like?
It would have been. I don't get a lot of like Iowa fans, and like Oscar's the only Illinois fan that was like, you know, trash. Yeah, like, yeah, hard, like super hardcore. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Like, when they lost against Loyola, I like blacked out, and I just went scorched earth on his Facebook. I was relentless. Like, I think it was like 4 hours long.
You went on a troll roll.
Oh, you get what you deserve. That's what happens, bro.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Loser.
Does Oscar even listen to our show?
It probably doesn't. He's got a million. He's got a million other things going on, and I think his current hobby is like trolling me every day on Facebook. So, you know,
that and taking pictures of sunsets.
I don't really see that anymore. I just see him trolling me an awful lot these days.
That's what makes me think that he is listening to our show, because we're like, he takes pictures of sunsets, and then all of a sudden he stops. Like, oh yeah, that's kind of chickish of me to do that. So I'm not going to do that anymore.
I mean, it's nice to look at. I'd rather look at that than have them tag me in some shitty post that, you know, just leads to trolling all every day. It's like, well, he doesn't do it that much as my other buddy. They just kind of gang up, like I said, but like the other guy, like, all 24/7, he never stops.
Yeah.
So, you know, Roy Williams retired. So it's going to hurt if they don't hit it on the right replacement.
I mean, it's North Carolina. You're gonna get something.
Well, they want to go in the family. You know, like former alumni that are coaching right now at this moment. So, I mean, I don't know.
Like, Tyler Hansborough?
No, like Jerry Stackhouse, Wes Miller, and Hubert Davis.
Hubert Davis. I haven't heard that name in a while.
But he's assistant right now. I personally, like, I thought he was being groomed to replace Roy. So I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. But it's a prestigious job to get.
Did you see this coming?
I saw a little bit of it. I like Roy. Some decisions I really didn't like support. Yeah. Some of his decisions that he's done. But I mean, I was like, if he's gonna step down, then you got to go out and get someone that's like a hot name, And like right now, I don't know who they're even thinking about. So
they'll get somebody big. Like they might poach Illinois' coach.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want that guy. He's not even close.
Yeah, but Illinois is a stepping. I mean, Illinois is don't get me wrong. It's a big job, but it's not like any elite job. It's a stepping stone to an elite job, just like Bill Self when he went to Kansas. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So it's weird. Like Kansas is like a basketball powerhouse when there's literally nothing in Kansas. And if I have Kansas listeners, you know what I'm talking about. There's nothing in Kansas.
You know who made that program, right? It was Roy.
It was what?
It was Roy. He made that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. You're right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said his body and his mind wasn't keeping up. Like it was breaking down, which I understand. Like if you think the game is passing you by and you can't handle it, you know, it's better to step down than to just like wear out your welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think a couple other coaches down the road need to look at themselves. Like, just because you dye your hair black don't mean you're not old, bro. You're old as dirt.
Yeah. Yep.
And the game has passed you by because you get all these one and done guys and you can't, you just coach ISO the whole game. So, man, it's just a different time. You know, like all these players, parents are just up in arms about the silliest shit. And he's probably got tired of it, which I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I don't blame him at all, but they got to hit on the right coach to replace him and then go from there.
Yep. I'm sure North Carolina will get a hell of a coach and they'll be just fine.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll be a process. It's not going to like be next year where they're going to be phenomenal or, you know, anything like that. So, you know, we'll see. I'm hopeful. We'll see.
Yeah.
I just dropped napalm like all over Oscar when they lost, when Illinois lost. It was pretty funny.
Yep. All right. Well, you know, is the Final Four set? I don't know. Like, I don't know. Is it?
No, it's Baylor. And then the winner of Gonzaga and UCLA.
Gotcha. Okay. I gotcha. So we'll go from NCAA college basketball. We'll touch a little bit on the NFL. NFL is moving to 17 games now, J-Rock. An extra game of football. What's wrong with that, right?
Yeah, except for the players' bodies breaking down.
Yeah, I know. And I guess our beloved Bears that was the only owner to vote against that. And people were like, yeah, but he doesn't want to see the Bears go 8-9, or he doesn't want to see Andy Dalton more than he has to or whatever. But you know what? That vote against that might resonate with players, you know, like, hey, this owner really cares about us. He cares about our body. He was the only one that said no to that instead of making more money, because they're going to make a lot more money with this extra game over the years, you know?
Yeah.
You know, maybe that'll entice some big free agents to sign with the Bears. I have no idea.
Well, they got to have money to sign, but
I'm not talking about just this year. I'm talking about from years to come.
You think they're trading up for a quarterback in the draft or what?
I hope not.
You think they're just going to stay pat with Dalton?
I don't know. This was kind of a funny little story that happened today. You know, I got my Bears hoodie on and my Bears hat backwards. I'm, you know, looking GQ as always. And my stepdad that was there and he was helping me move some shit in. And he had a Bears shirt on, but he's only really a fan because my brother and I are a fan, you know. So he kind of just wears the gear and he'll watch some games and he'll learn some players, but he doesn't, you know, he doesn't really know. And the mover come up and he's like, oh man, I don't know about Andy Dalton. And he looks at him and is like, who's Andy Dalton? I was laughing so hard.
That's funny.
Oh God, it was so funny. But anyway, all right. Love you, Jeff. 17 game schedule. I mean, as a fan, I love it. You know, it's an extra game of football. You know, maybe I'll end up hating it because it will just be another game of misery for the Bears. I don't know. But
maybe, maybe not.
Will the Bears have a 4,000-yard passer in a 17-game season? Who knows?
We can only hope.
Yeah, God, yeah.
We can only hope and pray it doesn't happen so the fan base has more of the shit and piss about.
What will happen first? My wife take me back or the Bears get a 4,000-yard passer in a season? Who knows? We'll find out. Stay tuned.
Wow. That's – wow.
Wow.
Wow. So I went to a pizza place a couple weekends ago, and it was like the guys from Philly, right? Mm-hmm. And I was wearing a face – covering of, and it was the Bears, and I went and got a bagel,
yeah,
and he saw my covering and he's like, oh, Cody Parkey, that's our MVP.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like 3 years ago. How long ago was that?
Yeah.
And I was like yeah, you know, it sucked. I'm like, did you guys win anything after that game? No, you didn't. Just give me my bagel. I stepped out.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why that reminded me of that. Is that today my kids, you know, I was at karate and I kind of just took a little walk, like a 10-minute walk. And there's this coffee place. And so I was like, I'll go in and get a coffee. And mind you, like, I'm in Iowa, the rules in Iowa about wearing masks are pretty lax. All right. And I didn't have my mask with me. And before people get up in arms about this, I do wear a mask most of the time. But this time I just didn't have my mask. Okay. So just calm down. I walked in, there's nobody in there at all. Okay. Uh-huh. And the owner, you know, cause my restaurant used to be down in that area, and the owner like looks at me and he's like, you gotta have a mask. I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, can I just order a coffee and just wait outside? Yeah. But you have to call, our number. Like, but I was like, but I just told you what I wanted. And he's like, you have to call our number. I'm like, okay. I was like, and it's like a small business, like him and his dad, like his dad bought it for him, and I'm like, okay, man, like I'm not gonna call now because I kind of feel weird now. So like sometimes people are over the top about masks. What do you think about that?
I mean, I still wear mine wherever I go.
I usually do, but in, like, I'm gonna say in Iowa, it's like we recommend you wear, and sometimes I just don't, or I forget it.
Right. I think at work, I still wear it, but like if people aren't around, I take it down because it just gets on my nerves. It's a pain in the ass.
Such a pain in the ass.
This is going on like 2 summers coming up that yeah. You wear face coverings and mask, and like it gets hot where I'm working at. Like I just want this shit to be over with. I'm tired of wearing stuff, you know.
Right. Yeah, like even the most ardent mask wearer, like, oh, I'm wearing a mask, like you got to be tired of wearing that shit.
Yeah, you know? I think someone they were recommending to wear 2 masks.
I'm like
yeah, that's perfect. Like I guess I'll just drop dead because I can't breathe.
Yeah, I know. Have you got your COVID shot yet?
No, I didn't get my COVID shot.
Yeah, I haven't either. And people are asking me like, why? Because like, you know, I work for a school district and like it was like all like, you know, all the teachers are getting it and they're all getting dropping like flies because they're sick now because they're getting their second shot.
Yeah, I've seen other people getting sick about it too.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, I'm just kind of waiting to see what happens to you guys after a while. And then, you know, I'll eventually get it. You know, but
you've had COVID though, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I like, knock on wood, I haven't had it yet. Not that I know of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah. I lost taste and smell, and I didn't feel that great. But other than that, it wasn't like anything like earth shattering. But I'm not downplaying it at all. Don't worry. But like when I had it, it wasn't anything.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'll get one eventually. I just want to see what was going on with the other people.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. Like, I'm kind of waiting to see if people don't drop like flies in another month or something like that. Which I hope not, because like my mom and my dad and everybody, you know, and my wife have all gotten it. And
they've all gotten it.
They have got the first and second and all that stuff. And
okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess. God, I feel like I'm all over the place, but like, I forgot about the story that I was going to say when we were just shooting the shit. I'm in the special education area, right?
Right.
And I was helping this kid get his coat on.
Did he hit you?
Yeah, of course he hit me. That's where the story is going. and this kid's a little kindergartner, right? So he's short, obviously a little kid. And I get his coat on. His name's Deshaun. And I was like, Deshaun, like, all right, man, like, you have a great weekend. And he just freaking went back, punched me right in the freaking nuts.
In the nuts?
In the nuts.
That's funny. That kid's my hero.
And I am like instantly in major pain, right? And there's a bathroom like right behind me, and I can't like lay in the hallway in the school because that would just cause like this big ruckus and stuff like that. So like I had to go in this bathroom and like close the door to a stall and kind of lay down in the bathroom, like curled up. You know, like, you've hit in the nuts before, like you kind of like lay down and kind of curl up in the fetal position because you're in so much pain. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's like.
Round one, nut shot.
Yeah, nut shot got me good. Yeah.
Man,
I mean, damn.
I want to buy that kid like a cookie or something. That's awesome.
Yeah, yep. And then
why did he do that? What was the purpose?
There was no purpose. Like, me and this kid get along, like, and he just decided to punch me in the goddamn nuts.
You gotta punch him back in the nuts to like establish some dominance or something.
Yeah, that's what I should have done. And then I was telling some teachers about it, and like, yeah, I was like, just laid me out, and they thought that was just the funniest thing in the world. I'm like, what?
I mean, I think it's pretty hilarious though.
Oh yeah, it's so funny. It is funny. So yeah, that's my hit in the nuts shot story for the week. You got any hit in the nuts shot stories?
Like recently?
Yeah, recently.
No, I mean not recently. No, no.
Man,
I was in middle school, like we were having PE outside in the, you know, like the fields, and I was just like casually walking and people were throwing footballs, you know, and I was talking to somebody, and then I look, and there's one football coming right at my midsection, and it hit me right there. That was pretty hilarious.
Ugh. Man, it's just, it like hurts like all, like for the women that, for like probably like the four women listeners we have, like, you know, it hurts all the way up into like your stomach area. It's just a horrible feeling.
Four women. I mean, we got like 38% female that listen to this show.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it says on our demographics.
I wonder if it's my soothing, sexy voice.
Yeah, exactly. It's you constantly whining about AEW all the time.
I haven't said anything about AEW.
We haven't gotten there yet, but it's coming.
Well, you know, it's fine. It's fine. I love AEW.
I bet you do.
They give me content.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, have you seen Godzilla versus King Kong yet?
Yes, I have.
Do you have HBO Max? You must have HBO Max.
Yeah, I got HBO Max.
Okay, we just signed up for HBO Max so that my oldest wanted to see, and Chad DeBear. I think Chad DeBear listens to the show. Hi, Chad. Thanks for those glasses again, by the way.
Huh?
The Snyderverse that, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was like a 4-hour long movie and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could only see it on HBO Max. So, you know, we're like, yeah, go ahead, sign up for it. It's $15 a month. And what's $15 a month?
Right.
But, right. Yeah. But like I've said before on the show, like you get like, you're on like 10 streaming services and you're like, oh yeah, what's 15, $10 a month. There you go. But, so then then all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, Godzilla versus King Kong's on here. And then, you know, I watched some of it. And then, when I saw that you sent me like the synopsis of the show, or, you know, like what we're going to talk about, I was like, hey, Carson, can you give me a synopsis of the show? And his first word was like, what's synopsis mean? And I was like, well, can you get me like a review of the movie? And he's like, yeah, it was okay. I was like, oh, okay.
Are you kidding me? That movie was awesome, dude.
Well, he's like, I don't think people really care about the end of Godzilla vs. King Kong, but he's like, I didn't like that they teamed up.
Oh, well, you know, that happens. Sometimes you have to do that for the greater good, and then you go get something more evil.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what movie I did? I really liked that Kong Skull Island. Did you like that movie?
I didn't see it, but I think I'll go back and watch it sometime.
You need to. It is really good. I'm sure it's on HBO
Max.
All
those are on HBO Max now. Like I said, I'll go back and check it out. But that was pretty action-packed. I liked it a lot, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. It was...
I didn't see much of it. So, I mean, you'll have to, like, take the wheel on this because I don't really know.
No, it was pretty freaking good.
Yeah.
As far as the action and stuff, the fight scenes and all that, I didn't think it would be good, to be honest with you, because, like, normally that shit's really not. But, mm-hmm. It changed my mind. It was a good flick. I'd watch it again.
Well, I'm gonna have to check it out, because you know pretty much everybody's talking about it. And it's like the first like major action flick that's come out since
it made like a lot of money overseas.
Did it?
Yeah, it made a whole lot. I think probably the most since this whole COVID thing's happened.
Well, what's the deal with, like, why is that on HBO Max? Like, why isn't it just at theaters?
Yeah, I don't know. This is what they have. It's the new normal, as like people like to say. This is probably going to happen a lot more.
Yeah.
Because there's one movie I want to see that's not on any streaming services, and it's in theaters right now. It's called Nobody.
Uh-huh.
And it's got Bob Odenkirk from you know, like everybody Better Call Saul and
Breaking Bad. Yeah.
It looks really good. The guy that made John Wick made that movie, but you know, I gotta wait till it comes out like on stream channels or something.
I got
it. It's pretty good though.
Yeah. All right. Well, so you give Godzilla versus King Kong a thumbs up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big thumbs up.
Yeah. You know, I know we got a few minutes here before we got to be, like, professional and break into our commercial break. Like, I'm sorry, guys, but, you know, this is stuff we got to do. HBO Max has all the Saw movies.
Right.
Have you seen the Saw
movies?
I've
seen, like, the first maybe four, and then... Okay. Kinda like tuned out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure like after four, like after when you get to the fourth movie, you're kind of stretching in. It's probably pretty awful. But I was watching it with my oldest son, and like he's just like, he's kind of enamored with it a little bit. Like who was the sick mind? Like he asked me yesterday, who was the sick mind that came up with these like traps and stuff like that? So like I don't know that those. Those movies are different. Like the killer, he's not really the killer, and he's just like telling people that are taking advantage of their life or not living life to their fullest or whatever. Like he's trying to make them do that, and if they survive this, then that's what they do.
Right. You ever?
Right. So
could you ever see yourself in one of those little traps for like having shitty opinions about wrestling?
Well, no, because I don't have shitty opinions about wrestling. Thank you.
Shitty opinions about music?
Shitty opinions about music? No, I don't have that either.
Oh, jeez. All right, how about shitty opinions about living in delusional world?
I don't live in a delusional world. God. I am living in a material world. That's what I'm doing.
Captain Hugs, you want to play a game?
The rules are simple.
You spent the last 5 years trolling wrestling fans on the internet. Now your time has come. Cut off your fingers or say something good about AEW.
Oh, never. I'd cut off my fingers.
Yeah, I bet you would.
No problem. No problem
I
there.
I bet you would.
Yeah. But, it, like, here's the thing is, like, if your life, like, depended on it, right? And, it like, and like Jigsaw put the key behind, like, your eye, could you cut out your eye and get the key and save your own life? Could you do that?
Yeah.
You don't know.
I mean, give it a shot.
God dang. I guess you don't know until you're really in that situation. And God, I hope I'm never in
that
situation.
I guess all those traps and stuff, those some of that stuff is like from medieval times.
Yeah, oh, really?
Like most of it. That's where they get their ideas from. And it was a group of, you know, writers like on the first Saw. I know like it was James Wan and a couple other guys. And then James Wan has done like all these other movies. He's like, He's one of my favorite. I think he's done The Conjuring, Insidious, Annabelle, the Annabelle movies, some of them. He did Aquaman as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's legit.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
All it's right almost then. That time.
I mean, are we breaking now? I mean, this is kind of like a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, we got to take a break.
Okay, so this is the Mega Power Hour, and now a word from our sponsors. Is that what we should say now?
Perfect.
Okay, we'll be back in just a second.
Oh boy, another night of embarrassing ED. ED stands for erectile dysfunction. And you constantly think about it all the time. Not pleasing your woman, not pleasing yourself. You're afraid to ask your friends about it because it's too embarrassing. But we're here to help. We are 1-800 Erection Helpers. Subscribe with us right now. We'll send you a month's supply of truck stop boner pills, a fifth of Spanish fly, and two cans of oysters with centerfolds featuring Linda Carter, Trish Stratus, Tiffany Amber Thiessen, and Topanga from Boy Meets World, which should have been called Boy Lucked Up and Dated Out of His League. Call now for your free supply of boner pills. Do you ever often wonder how come there's not enough videos of people eating corn seductively and erotically? But look no further. I had the place just for you. Cornhub.com. Yes, Cornhub.com. View our hundreds of videos of people eating corn front ways, sideways, from the back, front and back. And also view through our categories such as hardcore corn, softcore corn, girl-on-girl corn, stepmom corn, and Asian corn. What are you waiting for? Hurry now. It's getting corny up in here.
Well, welcome back after that commercial break. And my God, J-Rock, like when, what are we going to do with all our money when we just roll in it? We're just rolling in our money.
Keep stacking it up, brother.
Keep stacking that money up and just like, just brag about how rich we are all the time.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, anyway, so after the break, we had a... We did a little question on the old Twitter machine, the April Fool's prank. We didn't get a whole lot of responses for it. I can tell you what I always did. I can tell you what I did this year actually. I always used to text my in-laws that my wife was pregnant, like every single one. Like her name's Christy. Christy's pregnant. I didn't do that this year.
Right. I think that was a good call.
I texted my wife. I said to her, can I text your parents that you're pregnant? She said no. So, you know. Anyway, so this year, oh God, I don't even know if I should say this. Like, so my mom kind of hates the other woman. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Right. And I said to her, I was like, hey, she called me last night and I'm going to take her back. I'm sorry. And like, I can hear my mom, like my mom's blood pressure rising. At least it was over the phone. And like her stopping to breathe and she almost died. And this was like 2 seconds. And I was like, I'm kidding. April Fools, April Fools, April Fools. So
April Fools, mom.
Yeah. April Fools, mom.
It seems like every year for a while, I would call up my mom on the phone and get her like every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like almost fish in a barrel. So I just kind of stopped doing it.
So what was some of the stuff that you would get her on?
I mean, I called her one time and I was like, look, I was, you know, making some dinner and like I was chopping up some carrots and like I accidentally chopped off like the part of my finger. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that freaked her out. And one time I was staying there at the time and I told her, I was like, you know, she's had 6 kids. And I said, you know, someone came knocking on the door saying that, you know, you were their long lost mother. And I was like, was it like a stage in your life where like you were like, you know, drunk or wiped out for like a year and had a kid and didn't know about it?
Uh-huh.
Oh God. Yeah. That got her a little bit too, but I was just like, I'm kidding.
That's funny.
And I had a first date with someone and on April Fool's and she knew about it. And I, you know, I told her like I got drunk and we like got married that night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you told her that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And she believed you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. She believed.
All right. Let me see.
I think like doing something on the internet is like different than like an actual like prank. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like someone will put some bullshit like, you know, Bears traded for Russell Wilson or whatever. That's not really a prank. That's just, you know, just being a dumbass.
Oh God, I would love that.
Oh yeah, everybody.
God.
As Mark likes to say, not gonna happen. Bet you, Jersey.
It not gonna happen. I'll break you a freaking cheesecake with some sausage on top, and then I'll buy you a jersey on top of that.
Yeah, I think like one day he's gonna end up owing everybody jerseys.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
One day it's just something's gonna happen, and then like he's gonna owe everybody a jersey.
Mark,
get the ones from China that are like 20.
Yeah,
bucks.
You can always backtrack on that. I've done that before.
Yeah, Mr. Backtracker himself.
Like there was like 39 retweets and WWE t-shirts are like 25 bucks.
I mean, did you not know that was going to happen? Because you was like, no, Miz is going to, he ran away. And you're like, thank God.
Yeah, exactly.
And they brought him back and he lost.
Yeah, I know. Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't know. We didn't, I mean, it got us like some cheap retweets, so.
Yeah. That's all we are is a bunch of cheap whore retweets.
Yeah, I know. So there was a couple, you know, April Fool stuff. Jeff Bartlett, 85, said NXT beating AEW. Oh, you're so funny, Jeff.
I think Ducky got you with the hair thing.
Oh, the hair thing. Like, yeah, like. You know, I'm using the foam Rogaine every single day to hold on to what I got.
Right.
I'm doing a lot better than most of my family. Like my brother, he's bald as shit. Like he's not completely bald, but you know, he's pretty bald. My dad is bald. My grandpa's bald. My mom's dad is bald, and that's like if your mom's dad is bald, you're gonna be bald.
So So like that's your fate though, right?
It's my fate, but I'm fighting it with every fiber of my being. Okay. Cause you know, I got a big fucking head and I don't wanna be bald.
So wear the baseball cap 24/7.
I mean, yeah, I mean that's what I'd be like resigned to do, but what do you think about a wig? Would you ever wear a wig?
No.
Why you say no? Why no?
But I don't know. I wouldn't. They feel weird. It doesn't feel natural.
So you've put one on before?
Yeah, I put wigs on before doing like stupid stuff around the house, like make people laugh. Or...
Yeah, but that's like Halloween shit. That I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like actual wigs made by wig companies. Like, let's say like your hair. You still got hair. Like, are you gonna like? If you start to lose your hair, you're like, like an actual wig, like made by professional companies, not by Halloween companies.
Not by Halloween companies. No, I still wouldn't do it. I'm sorry. Like if I was losing my, I'm 44. I still have, you know, I still have a good, like my hair grows back pretty quick when I get it cut.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's obviously receded up, but whatever. That's just time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That happens.
That's just father time. But no, like, I mean, I think I would just shave it and be over with it, you know?
You would go bald.
I mean, I would shave it. Like, I wouldn't have, like, that horseshoe shit or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Huh.
I think, yeah. I mean, you got a nice shaped head, then, you know, shave it.
Huh. I can't do it. I can't do it. I mean, but I still have hair. So, like, that's why I'm just like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Well, then don't. Then don't do it. Just hold on to it, you know? But
yeah, I know.
It seems like you're saying, like, your family history is going to happen.
It's going to happen. And that's what makes me sad and depressed. So,
there's no one in my family that's bald. So,
well, then you're, what about your mom's dad?
No.
Oh, well, then you should be fine.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
You're lucky. It's lucky. Anyway, but, so Ducky's got this, he's like, I think he's older than me. I think he's in his 40s, I think.
No, I think he's like a year older than me.
Okay, so he's, what, 44, 45?
He's 45, yeah.
Okay. He's got a great head of hair. He's got long hair and he's like, I'm going to cut my hair. I'm like, why are you cutting your hair? Why would you do that? And then for April Fool's, he decided to, post a picture of himself with like a, I don't know, not really a buzzed haircut, but a short haircut, and him and Ja tweets are dating now. And I'm all like fucking jealous of his hair and who he's dating now. And it's like, I was all full of jealousy and stuff. So, you know, it was a whole big thing that I was pretty pissed off about the whole day. And then he revealed that it was a prank and it was an April Fool's joke. So,
but I mean, like, you should be happy.
Why should I be happy?
Not jealous. Be happy. I don't know.
For
both of them. If that ever happened, I know it was like a prank or whatever, but you ain't got to be jealous all the time.
Well, yeah, I do.
No, you don't. that's what's making your hair fall out. Jealousy.
Oh, goddamn it. You're right. Yeah. Oh, I'd be so happy if Georgia and Ducky got together. Oh, I'm so happy.
There you go. Now you'll regrow 4 strands of hair on your head.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. And then maybe if I start saying positive things about AEW, my hairline wouldn't recede.
I don't know. You'd have long, flowing hair like Kenny Omega.
I don't want a hair like Kenny Omega. you know, funny. I know whose hair. I want Roman Reigns' hair.
Yeah,
he's got great hair, don't you think?
It's long, definitely long.
Yeah, it's long. He's got the man bun going.
The Rock had a pretty good head of hair, and then that shit just went away quick.
He looks good bald, though. I think he looks better bald, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, he looks cool bald, too.
Why did The Rock have long hair?
not long hair, but like, you know, his hair was, you know, I didn't think he'd ever go bald. Just put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. He did. The Rock is so huge. Like, I'm not talking about like star wise. I'm talking about like body wise. He's enormous.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think he's on like human growth hormone or what?
It's possible.
How do you get human growth hormone?
Or it would be unless he's went like totally vegan, and those guys get ripped and shredded to pieces.
Totally vegan?
Yeah.
Why do they get ripped and shredded to pieces if they're vegan?
I don't know. There's a secret to it somewhere.
What is the secret?
Like, just not eating bullshit and eating clean, I guess. Eating spinach and kale every day.
You know, like Ryback, former WWE superstar, he's totally vegan now.
That's cool.
Yeah. Should I go vegan? Good for...
Who?
Should I?
Should you?
Go vegan.
I mean, do you like meat?
Yeah, I love meat.
Well, then don't go vegan.
Well.
Horrible idea.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're probably right.
Okay, are we going to dip into some WWE news?
WWE news. We got WrestleMania is right around the corner. We got Edge and Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship. And I'm sure that's going to be night two main event. And then we got, Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Lashley, and the Hurt Business broke up. What do you think about that? Do you have any opinion on that?
Weren't you giving all this credit to Vince about creating this great stable, and then the next week they turn around and break it up?
Well, there's the thing, is that like I think it's gonna be like a ruse, you know what I mean? Like to give the illusion that the Hurt Business is broke up, but the Hurt Business is gonna end up making Bobby Lashley retain at WrestleMania. That's what I think.
Well, they said that main event is going to kick off WrestleMania.
Okay.
The first night.
Okay. So it'll probably be Sasha and Bianca Belair.
Is that true though? They're going to open up the first night of WrestleMania. Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre. That is not going to be the main event at the end of the night. Is that correct?
I think that's what I heard. Yeah, I think so.
But
you got to think. You got to think it like this: is that okay? This is the first entrance music that hits is going to be the first entrance music for a live crowd for WWE in over a year. Okay, so in reality, if you're really like putting this in perspective, the first match of WrestleMania is the main event because the music hits, the crowd is going insane. It's like it's been a year since this has happened. So them opening the show with Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley, in a sense, makes sense. Because it's the first match in a year that a crowd has been able to be a part of.
How come Bayley's not on the WrestleMania card?
I don't know.
Or am I not right?
I'm hoping that she ends up somehow in the Mania card, but damn, like Bayley is so good. Like, how do you not put Bayley in WrestleMania? Like, give her. I don't care. Give her anybody. Give her Charlotte. Does Charlotte have an opponent? I don't think she does.
Is she even wrestling? Because I know there was a big, you know, rift going on, but I don't know if it was true or not about.
Well there was something with her and COVID.
Right. Well, the first rumors were that she was, you know, telling them to release Andrade. Or that she wasn't going to, like, or she was going to quit or something. But I don't know if that's true or not.
Nah, there's no way. There's no way that's true.
I have a soundbite of Andrade. Would you want me to pull it up?
You have a soundbite from Andrade?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's hear it. Breaking news. Breaking news on the Mega Power Hour. It's coming, guys. I promise.
Because my woman is Charlotte, man. She went and she bullied Vince McMahon, the billionaire guy, the tough guy. She bullied him. She got balls, man. She got balls. She said, you don't think that I'm fucking out of here? And, hey, bitch, you got my freedom, man. Hey, I'd like to thank my penis for doing all the hard work and labor. And I'll see you guys. Maybe I might see you on Dynamite. I don't know. See you later.
There you go.
Hey, straight from Andrade. Way to go.
I think it was more like Cheech Marion, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, man. You know what? I don't get why WWE didn't use Andrade. I like him, and when him and Rey Mysterio went at it, I loved those matches. I thought Andrade was good. I think I heard, you know, kind of stories about how Vince McMahon didn't appreciate the fact that he didn't speak very good English, and that's what held Andrade back. But I was like, damn. I was like, just give him a man. You know, when, what's her name? Zelina Vega left. That was kind of like the end. That was kind of like the end of Andrade, too, because she was like his speaker pretty much, you know? So it's just kind of, yeah, it's kind of a sad situation there.
So, what do you think about they changed the main event to a triple threat? How do you feel about that?
I'm not a giant fan of triple threat matches. It's just because it's always kind of like predictable. Like I'm like one, it's just hard to have three guys in the ring fighting each other. So it's just like one guy's going to get beat up and get thrown out of the ring. And then the other two are going to be fight. And then another guy, and then the guy's going to recover from outside the ring. And then he's going to crawl back in and he's going to fight. And then they're going to throw another guy, and then some other two will fight. So I'm not that giant of a fan, but it just kind of ticks off. It doesn't tick off, but it kind of tips off to me that Roman Reigns is going to retain at WrestleMania. Because I believe Daniel Bryan is going to take the pin. So Edge isn't going to lose per se. Like, he's not going to take the pin. So so then I think eventually Edge will take the title off of Roman Reigns eventually, but it's not going to be at WrestleMania. It's going to be, I'm not going to say it's going to be the very next pay-per-view. I don't know, but it's not going to be at WrestleMania. And as soon as they added Daniel Bryan to the match, I knew that was, I was like, yeah, Roman's retaining. And I'm fine with that because I think Roman's an amazing champion. But I also want Edge to win. So I think this Roman Reigns and Edge storyline will continue past WrestleMania.
So the triple threat is a big no-no for you.
I'm not a giant fan of it. But, you know, but look at me. I'm not complaining about it because, look, like Roman Reigns, Edge and Daniel Bryan, like how could you complain about those three being in the same match? But, you know, it's just a triple threat match, and I'm just not a giant fan of that. So what do you think about it?
I wanted to see Edge and Roman go at it. I'm just not the biggest Daniel Bryan fan there is. So
I'm not either, and I know a lot of people are. But I'm not either.
I mean, he's a good technical wrestler, but yeah, you know, that's not enough for me sometimes. So, and like, plus I didn't see him when he first appeared, you know, because I kind of took that break.
Yeah,
you know, but I don't know. I want to see Edge and Roman go straight up.
That's
in the main event.
Mm-hmm. Look at us agreeing. That's what I wanted too. I wanted that too, but they don't want Edge to take the pin. They don't want Edge to take the L. So that's why they added Daniel Bryan, and I'm convinced of that. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And if Edge wins, I'll be perfectly fine with that. But that's
someone had mentioned something about Edge like not winning clean at WrestleManias or something like that.
You mean like,
or like his, like his title wins or whatever haven't been like clean or something?
Really?
Is that true? Is that true?
I don't know. Because like when Edge was like champion, I was kind of checked out.
Oh yeah, that rated R superstar type thing.
Yeah, I love like the rated R superstar. It just like rhymes, and I just like that just sounds so good, and I love that moniker, and I love that gimmick. But I was just
right.
I was kind of like I was kind of checked out of wrestling at that time.
Okay, so the next big match on the WrestleMania card would be what for you?
Well, I'm always interested in the Seth Rollins match. You know, I guess if someone were to like put a gun to my head and say, who's your favorite wrestler? You better tell the truth. I think Seth Rollins would be the answer. But Seth Rollins and Cesaro should be like, they're both like, no matter what you think about their characters or whatever, what Seth Rollins is doing, they're both, I would say, great professional wrestlers. Wouldn't you say Cesaro and Seth Rollins are?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so this should be a great match.
I mean, like, except for botching and hurting people and shit. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, he's
still No.
Yeah.
No. You don't have to downgrade Seth Rollins for that.
I mean, you hurt people in a ring. Yeah, you kind of got to.
It was a simple buckle bomb. And just because Sting's old ass can't handle it, that's what happened.
But yeah, that's not the only person he's hurt though. We've like Finn Balor.
Finn Balor got thrown into a cushiony like barricade and separated his shoulder.
Yeah, well,
that's not Seth Rollins' fault.
It's kind of his fault.
No, it's not. That's just like an accident.
People get hurt. When people get hurt in the ring with you. After a few times, it's kind of your fault. Just like relationships, if they don't work out all the time, it's your fault, not the other person's. You get what I'm saying?
I feel like that was a shot, but
not a shot. But, yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
he had a marriage for 20 years, bro. Like that's not a shot.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, anywho, I know. Two injuries have happened during Seth Rollins matches, and Finn Balor's was a just
and they banned the curb stomp because people were getting hurt also. Okay. But go ahead, yes, go ahead, yeah.
But they've also
and then they brought it back because he's like, I promise I'll be safe and not give anybody CTE or anything. I promise.
Well, I mean, okay, the curb stomp is like the easiest move to take. I mean, come on, the curb stomp didn't injure anybody. Like those injuries to Sting and Finn Balor, they didn't injure anybody.
Why did they ban the curb stomp then, if that's the case? Because kids were at home doing it and they were getting hurt?
Probably.
It's all Seth's fault then. That's him. You got to blame him for that.
Yeah, but I mean, any wrestling move can be deadly. You know?
not the Ultimate Warrior belly flop.
Don't get me started on Ultimate Warrior. Like, I was such a big fan of his, but, like, you know, like, Triple H giving him the pedigree and then him standing right back up just pissed me right off.
That was amazing.
No, it wasn't. That was the least amazing thing I've ever seen in my life, and I've seen a lot of
nothing. The Warrior.
The Warrior. I did love the Ultimate Warrior, but when he beat Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 6, I was like, fuck, man, that's not cool.
Yeah.
I cried when Hogan lost. shut up.
This is wrestling. There's no crying in wrestling.
There's always crying in wrestling. Oh.
Okay, next on the WrestleMania card, what other match are you excited about?
Well, let's see. I'm excited for AJ Styles to be the what do they call that? Triple Crown? I feel like I've had some things to drink and I'm not getting Grand Champion. No,
Grand
Slam Champion. Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Mm.
I like a lot of people are calling New Day old day, and I don't really appreciate that, to be honest.
Well, they're pretty old.
Why are they old?
Because people pay attention. That's why.
And then so I'm pretty sure that AJ Styles and Omos will win the tag team championship. And then, you know what else I'm looking forward to is Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn, which might be the show stealer of the night. Those two have put on great matches, and Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are amazing professional wrestlers. And I kind of love/hate Sami Zayn's character right now. Like he's easy to hate, but his character is so good.
It's more of a hate relationship for me.
You don't like it?
I don't like Sammy at all. No.
Oh, he's a really good pro wrestler.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but and then his character is just kind of like this annoying, like super like.
So why are they trying to bring in Logan Paul for WrestleMania?
Well, the same reason they brought in Bad Bunny.
Oh, don't talk about Bad Bunny. No.
Why?
Cause.
Okay.
Because.
Okay.
They don't bring up Bad Bunny because you don't know what you're talking about. He says you're so stupid. So
well, no, Bad Bunny doesn't know shit. But Logan
Bad Bunny's going to be in WrestleMania, and that's one more WrestleMania than Captain Hugs has ever been in.
Well, yeah, you got me there.
But... And he's probably going to win, so his record will be 1-0 versus Captain Hugs is 0-0.
Yeah, but if Captain Hugs ever had a real professional wrestling training, you know that I would put him in the figure four leg lock and could have been a Death Valley driver off the top rope, and I'd pin him for the 1-2-3.
Nah, he'd pop out.
You think he'd kick out? He would kick out.
Yeah, he'd kick out.
I got some things. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait to talk about the kicking out at two when I talk about the Britt Baker Thunder Rosa match again. So
that's old news. That happened like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but there's some things that have resonated with me since that.
No, match. There's not. It's over with. You gotta let it go.
No.
Bring up
no,
3 weeks ago.
No, I don't,
because it was a better match than any other Divas match in the last 2 years
no,
or so.
No, that's not what I'm. That's not what I'm saying. But yeah,
it's right. Okay, what other match?
Let me see here. Well, we got Asuka versus Rhea Ripley.
Are you purposely avoiding the one match I want to hear you talk about?
What match are you talking about?
The match that you're just going to go crazy about.
No.
It seems like it.
No, I want to talk about Asuka and Rhea Ripley.
Okay, go ahead.
I think Asuka should win against Rhea Ripley. I like Asuka. I think she's cute. Like that's like I would date Asuka.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't okay. I wouldn't date Rhea Ripley.
So that's what you're basing this on right now. Who you would date as
Yes. That's what I would date. Right.
You know, if there was really feminists that listen to this show, they would just boycott the shit out of this.
I know.
Shreds because
we would be canceled.
What you just said. I don't base the matches off the women's looks. That's not. I don't know.
How do you not do that? But okay.
I don't.
And then like they got okay. So basically, I want Asuka to win, but I think Rhea Ripley will win the Raw Women's Championship.
Right.
And you know, but Rhea, Sasha versus Bianca Belair hasn't been like announced as the main event. So maybe this match will be the main event of night one. Maybe. Randy Orton.
That'll be something.
Randy Orton versus The Fiend, who returned at. Well, that was uncalled for. who returned at Fastlane to have Alexa Bliss defeat Randy Orton. He came from underneath the ring and he came up, he gave Randy Orton the Sister Abigail and had Alexa Bliss pin him, and his, you could see the scars from the burning on his face.
I'm sure you could. He looked like Pizza Hut from Spaceballs.
No, he did not. He looks like he had been burnt.
Yes, he did. He looked like something my dog had chewed up and either threw up or crapped out. You take your choice.
No.
Yes.
Like, The Fiend is the most intricate story in WWE in a long time. And I'm just eating it up. No, what? No. Now that wasn't necessary.
Okay. All right. Our WrestleMania, we have The Fiend with his supernatural powers and ominous dark images versus Randy Orton, the legend killer who hopes to kill the Fiend gimmick once and for all. A WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I hope he does. And just kill this whole crap.
I don't understand why you don't like the Fiend. I really do not understand how you do not like the Fiend.
It's stale, bro.
It's not. How is it stale?
It's really stale. Eh. It's just.
Eh, no.
It just is, man. He can't wrestle, and like, there's a million. He's the devil. He's supernatural. It's all kind. I'm over it. It's stale.
Yeah, but you like that alien. You like the alien woman wrestler from AEW. So that makes a lot of sense.
She just came back. So, yeah, and Alexa beating Randy. That's just bullshit right there. That's just crap. It wasn't even a match. There was special effects and stupid supernatural shit. It wasn't even a match. And she won.
Well, that's because the Fiend has supernatural powers.
It's disgusting. No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he clearly does.
No, clearly he doesn't. And this is stale. And it's old.
No, it's not.
It's got to die.
It's evolving.
I want to see Bray come back. I don't want to see this shit no more.
Bray Wyatt is part of this character.
No, bring Bray. Kill the Fiend.
No, the Fiend is the greatest thing to happen to WWE in a long time.
Oh, that's why he's main eventing.
Well, he might be.
Hey, he might. Well, he might not.
He's main evented a lot of stuff.
He's got squashed a lot too.
He got squashed once.
A couple of times.
Okay, here's the thing, is like, you say a couple of times, but you're not giving examples to back that up, because that's not true.
Goldberg, and like, he got squashed by Goldberg. And then when Roman came back, he immediately got the championship.
He didn't.
Immediately.
J-Rock, who did Roman Reigns pin? Was it Braun Strowman or The Fiend?
Doesn't matter. He still lost the title.
Okay. There you go. He pinned Braun Strowman. So, no. The Fiend.
And Roman has to look back. Roman's not even, like, Fiend's not even on Roman's level at all right now.
He will be eventually.
No, he won't. We know he won't.
The Fiend will get. The Fiend has not. The Fiend has not lost or won his last WWE title. He will be a champion again.
Yeah.
I mean, plus, Roman's on SmackDown. So, and the Fiend's on Raw. So, there you go.
Yeah, I love the Fiend. It's the best character I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you very much. I think that too. I'm glad you think that.
I also have CTE, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
So let's move on to your favorite show, AEW. What's been going on in AEW? Can you tell me?
I mean, I think you've been watching the shows lately.
No, I haven't.
Why not?
I've been keeping up on it, but I haven't been watching it because I don't want to give them the satisfaction of me watching their show.
Okay. I don't know. Whatever. But last week's episode was pretty solid, I thought.
Really? It dropped in the ratings a lot.
Well, the ratings aren't really mattering right now.
Oh, all of a sudden they don't matter. Okay.
Well, I mean, they beat NXT every week, so that's why they're moving.
Actually, that's a lie. They don't beat NXT every week. That's a lie.
Yeah. No, like it's 3,000 to like 5.
Okay, they haven't had 3,000 episodes, so that's a blatant lie.
You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
It's like 80 to 4. Yes, they beat them every.
You know what? If we started a wrestling organization that had Sting and Chris Jericho in it, we would beat NXT.
Well, good. I hope so.
Well, I mean, come on.
But you, in the beginning, you were all like, NXT is going to murder AEW. Man, that was wrong. But, yes, the ratings have dropped. But these have been solid shows.
But
and it just says that people really aren't watching wrestling, and they need the fans to come back. You need to get outside of Daly's place. You need to start touring around the country.
Yeah,
and putting fans in the seats.
Yeah,
there's only so much you could do at the Performance Center, and there's only so much you could do at Daly's place.
Right. There was I saw some breakdowns of the ratings from AEW when Christian wrestled. Was it Kazarian?
Yeah, did you even watch that match?
No, I didn't.
No.
That was the highest rated match of the night. I think it topped out at like 844,000, and then after that it just people kind of like tuned out. So Christian is a draw.
That was a good solid first match. I didn't think the main event would be that good, but it was. I mean, I think maybe the part of QT Marshall ran a little bit too long for my taste, but I mean, other than that, I thought it was a solid show.
QT Marshall.
He's with the Nightmare Family. He kind of turned on Cody.
Okay. So the knock on AEW now is that everybody is in like a certain stable. What do you think about all the stables going on now?
You brought this up last week.
Yeah, but there's been another stable form since 2 weeks ago. Right?
Yeah, the Pinnacle.
The Pinnacle.
I don't see anything wrong with the stables, honestly. I mean, you look at WCW back in the day, they had nothing but stables.
Well, let's see. Back in the day, they had the NWO.
Black and white, red and white, Latino NWO, Japan NWO. I mean,
no, Japan NWO wasn't ever a thing in WCW.
Well, yeah, it was. It had Chono, bro.
Yeah, but they were like in the white NWO.
Yeah, you just don't know the Japan stuff, but
Know Japan stuff. And then the Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
But like what there's like they had like Matt Hardy's group now in AEW, right? Doesn't Matt Hardy have a group?
Matt Hardy, I don't what they call. I forgot what they're called. He's managing like some misfits,
right?
Like this, like the them teaming up doesn't even make sense. He's basically trying to get all their money. That's the angle, that he's going.
And they got the Inner Circle, right?
What's the problem with the stables? It seems like every WWE drone wants to bring up stuff just to, cry about something.
No,
I like tag team wrestling. Okay, so what?
I mean, tag team wrestling is fine to a point.
Tag team wrestling is awesome.
It's not better than singles.
I just disagree with.
There's no way. There's absolutely no way that you actually think that because AEW has just made you like trained you to believe that. But there's no way you can appreciate if Hogan and Rock had a tag team partner in that match, that would have ruined that match.
But Hogan and Savage teamed up as a tag team, and it was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, but if you had Hogan versus Savage at WrestleMania 5 and they added a tag team partner to it, that would have ruined the match.
Well, you know they would have won. They would have dominated. It would have been awesome.
Blah, 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 blah. So
I'm sorry Vince has trained you not to like stables and individual and tag teams.
That's like stables. I do like stables.
No, you don't. You constantly complain on the show that they have too many stables.
AEW does have too many stables. Everybody's in a stable. The only person, I can think of not in a stable in AEW is Christian and John Moxley.
And Adam Page. He's not in a stable.
Oh, man.
Lance Archer's not in a stable.
Not yet.
No, he's never going to be.
Not yet.
Brian Cage is going to leave Team Taz.
What's that FTW title he carries around?
That's Taz's old ECW title. It stands for F the World.
F the World.
Yep.
Okay.
It's kind of meaningless.
Yeah. Okay.
Right now. Yeah, I mean, there's people without stables. You just want to bitch about stables because you don't like stables, and it's too many stables, and it's too many tag teams, and it's too many flippy shit, blah, 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 blah. I mean, pick your poison and go with it.
Well, there is too much flippy shit in AEW. It's too choreographed. It's like,
there haven't been a lot of flips lately. See, you're not watching the show, so you really don't know. They do one flip, and everybody freaks out now. Oh, my God, we're flipping.
Listen. My point is, and I think my point has been proven over and over again, is that AEW is just doing a little too much, and with their flippy shit and the storylines and stuff that makes no sense, and their fan base isn't growing. I mean, for God's sakes, you got Kenny Omega being the cleaner. Have they explained to the American audience what the hell the cleaner means? Like,
they don't want to. They're catering to their diehards right now.
They got, I mean, AEW has to cater.
The storytelling makes sense. It's 10 times better than anything in WWE right now.
Well, that's false because The Fiend is back, and that's false.
Even the smallest story is better than The Fiend's story, honestly.
That is false. No one knows besides the 700,000 people in the United States that for some reason watches New Japan. Knows what the hell Kenny Omega is talking about with this cleaner stuff. I don't get it. AEW hasn't explained it. Like, what? Like, you have a casual fan, like, hey, AEW, what's this? Like, well, what's this cleaner thing? And, like, what are they talking about? They got brooms and shit? Like, what? He's just like a janitor? You could
easily go on the internet and find out why.
But why do I have to go on the internet, J-Rock? Why? Why doesn't AEW explain?
They're not trying to appeal to you, obviously.
They need to appeal to the casual fan, or they're never going to grow.
Do you realize what TNT's time slot at that time 3 years ago was pulling numbers wise?
That is
TNT's happy with these numbers, bro.
You know how
they're stat.
Do you know how
they're stat? Numbers.
That is irrelevant to me. It's irrelevant to me. Why aren't they catering to the casual fans?
They don't want the casual fans. It's obvious.
But okay, so they're just going to be stuck between the 700,000 to 800,000 fans for the rest of their eternity and not grow their business.
I guess that's fine with them. And you have to wait to where fans are back in the buildings.
J-Rock, even when they had fans, it was still the same.
Yeah, they got a million a few times.
They
yeah,
got a million one time.
No, it wasn't one time. I showed you this like over and over, but like I guess you just don't like reading.
They got over a million the very first episode, and then after that, I don't remember. But
I showed you, and you still don't remember.
We'll see what they do.
Don't want to remember, I guess, but whatever. But the thing is, the no fans in there is hurting a lot.
Well, the no fans is hurting WWE too.
If they don't want to appeal to the WWE nerdy guys, then they're not going to. They don't owe you any explanations, and you can go and see what the explanations are if you want to. But if you don't, turn the channel. It's obvious.
I mean, they can be Proud Boys all they want, but I'm just saying, if they want to grow their business, if they want to grow their numbers, they need to start explaining this shit.
Well, then you should contact Tony Khan and ask him.
Oh, I would love to contact Tony Khan.
You have a business plan for them because you ran a bagel shop in Iowa and you got some ideas for their show.
I can guarantee you I could make AEW better.
I guarantee you would run it right into the ground like you'd be the next Vince Russo.
I guarantee you.
You'd be the next Vince.
I would. Oh God, you wouldn't even believe it. What I would do if they
like, come on, guys, start making out with the girls, and let's just do some Jerry Springer shit. Yeah.
No.
Then then everybody would be taking screenshots that you follow them on Twitter, and they'd be like, "Oh my god!" I'd be like marking out and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
look, Captain Russo followed me. Awesome.
Yeah, I wonder if people think that now when I follow them on Twitter.
Are you officially back? Because it's been wishy-washy for a while.
Well, I tweeted a shit ton last night, but
yeah, but I'm saying like you know you said you're back yet, but.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I've been tweeting. I don't know. It's kind of like say, like people like say they're leaving Twitter all the time. Like I'm leaving Twitter. It's blah, blah, blah. And then like an hour later they tweet. You know.
Yeah.
It's like I hate that about people. Like fucking leave if you're gonna leave Twitter. Just fucking delete it and go to Facebook and say your shit. I don't know. Like.
Okay, so the Pinnacle segment with Inner Circle was pretty badass. And it was stable versus stable. I know how people hate that, but it was awesome.
Well, that's because everybody in AEW is in a stable except for Christian and John Moxley.
I just gave you like four other guys.
You gave me four guys yes, in AEW that's not said, in a stable, and you want to be like, yeah, you're right.
You said everyone's not in a stable. You said everyone's in a stable. I gave you four guys that weren't, and now you say there's only one or two, and I gave you four. How many more do you want?
Oh man, you know it's not gonna like this. It's tricky.
If I give you one, you want two. If I give you two, you want three. If I give you four, you want five.
Well,
I gave you four.
I'm just
and that's all that
I'm just. I'm just trying to point out the fact. I'm just trying to point out facts. That's all I'm trying to do.
I'm pointing that you're not listening to your co-host's input on the show right now as we're recording.
Go ahead.
What's your Christy? I gotta get Christy on here and be like, you know, Cat don't never fucking listen to shit. Oh, you know
that? She'd be like, I know that.
Over and over again, he doesn't listen to nothing.
Nothing at all.
Okay, so yeah, that was awesome. And then Omega versus Matt Sydal last Dynamite, that was a really good match too. Even your boy Jim Cornette gave it a little bit of praise.
Jim Cornette's not my boy. I just think he's humorous. Like
I think that was probably the biggest side. He gave it a compliment until he said they started doing some, you know, some shit towards the end. But it was a good match though.
Yeah,
you know,
I listened to an entire show of him just totally bashing WWE Backlash, and some of the shit he said just like just made me laugh because he's so, I don't know, straightforward and stuff like that. So like yeah. I listened to him because he says fuck a lot and he's kind of funny. That's all I can say.
It was just weird hearing him kind of like compliment the match a little bit.
Him, he does not like Kenny Olivier. He calls him Kenny Olivier. He does not like Kenny Omega, that's for sure.
Yeah. Kenny Omega's like one of the nicest dudes on the planet, and people want to just crap on him all the time. Whatever.
Like, how do you know that? It just seems like you just know he's a nice guy.
I mean, you don't just know that. You kind of find out about him.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, he's not. The dude is like a straight liner. So what he likes Japanese shit. Who gives a fuck? What's so weird about that?
I don't know.
He likes video games. You like video games?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, they have their place.
You like chocolate milk?
No.
You're lying. You know you like chocolate milk. Oh, that's your lactose. I'm sorry. That's my bad.
I bet there's almond milk. One of my sons is lactose.
I thought you were lactose.
I am lactose.
Okay. Yeah. Just like recently, though.
Yeah, a couple years.
How do you get allergic to milk after all these years?
I don't know. It was weird. I was pissed. I was really pissed off about that.
All right. Anyway, yeah. So I don't even like talking about AEW because you just want to bitch and complain.
I'm not
about
bitching
it
and complaining about it, but I'm just
like it's like constantly, and like they put out good matches, and there's not a lot of flippy shit going on. You're just not even watching it now. Maybe there's a match where they do flippy shit, and that's it, basically. It's like one match out of like seven. Oh, they still do flippy shit. See it? It's like night and day from like the first few shows where, like, that's all they did. But, I mean, they're hurting right now because there's no fans and they can't go nowhere to grow their business right now. How can you grow a business when, like, you're sitting right there in the same place over and over and you can't have fans at full capacity?
Okay, they could start by explaining what the fuck Kenny Omega is doing with the cleaner shit. They're champion. Like, casual fans don't know what the hell they're talking about.
He's a heel.
Okay, he's a heel, but you still have to know his character.
He don't have to explain anything. He's a heel. And you're bitching about it right now. You're eating out of the palm of his hand. You do it every show.
I'm not eating out of the palm of Kenny Omega's hand. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Oh, my God. You're like, you know, go to the park and get a little the feed and go up and feed the goats. That's what you are, bro. You're just a little goat eating out of the hand of Kenny Omega right now.
Girl, baby goats are like the cutest thing ever.
Oh, Jesus.
It's just like the.
So I did watch SmackDown last Friday.
Yeah, what'd you think of it?
It was all right.
Next SmackDown is going to be a cannot miss. It's going to have the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. It's going to have some tag team championships. So I'm actually excited to watch SmackDown next week. So I'm hoping Shinsuke Nakamura wins the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. I don't know. I really like Shinsuke. But for some reason, I don't think he will. I think maybe Jey Uso will win or something like that.
Did they move the Battle Royale to SmackDown instead of WrestleMania?
Yes, they did.
Was it supposed to be?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That being because they wanted the first like music to hit, everything like that, to be like a huge pop. So they didn't want like Jinder Mahal to be the first music that a live crowd hears.
He's coming back.
I don't know if Jinder is in it or not. Is he hurt? I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Jinder.
I don't know.
It's like he won the WWE title and lost it, and then he just kind of like disappeared.
Right.
That's kind of weird.
So I guess this is the show then.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
The go home show to WrestleMania right here, right?
Yep,
now.
The go home show. And it sounds like a really good show. So
sounds like it hit the crapper.
No, it doesn't. I explained to you why they're not doing the Battle Royal under the Giant Battle Royal at WrestleMania. It makes perfect sense.
No, I'm talking about the show. I'm talking about our show, not the WrestleMania.
Oh, the end of the show?
Yeah, the whole show.
Yeah.
It's just down to
It's down the crapper.
And the WrestleMania was in the Port-a-John right now.
No.
which one is you more excited about, last year or this year?
Well, this year. Because
why?
Well, because last year was just kind of like, just without the crowd, everything is just so anticlimactic.
Well, what's the capacity for this year?
I think it's like 22,000.
Okay, so it's not going to be full.
No, not by a long shot, but
still in Florida.
Everything, I mean, 22,000 people is, I mean, that's better than nothing. I mean, even though I really did enjoy that cinematic match between The Fiend and John Cena, I thought that was amazing. And so with The Undertaker and AJ Styles, too. I thought that was great.
That's good.
Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
Anything else going on in AEW I should know about or bitch about?
You'll just see it on Twitter later sometime, probably.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Have we reached the end of the show?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think we have.
I think so. I think we did a good job. I think I was pretty nice about AEW. You were kind of nice about WWE a little bit. Not too nice, but you weren't mean.
I don't shit on everything they do, but except for The Fiend stuff. And,
yes. Yeah, okay. We'll just have to agree to disagree on that.
Right.
And I think I think the next show might be the day after. We might be doing that during WrestleMania.
What next show?
Our show.
WrestleMania is next week, isn't it?
Is it next week? Is it next Saturday and Sunday?
I think so.
Okay. Well, we'll have a lot to talk about on the next show.
Yeah, basically, well, you know, we'll do some interactive on the Mega Hour Twitter page.
Yeah.
During WrestleMania.
Yep, definitely. Definitely, we will.
Yeah. We might do a giveaway or something, or yeah, we'll figure something out.
Yeah, I like giveaways. Let's do that.
All righty.
All right, man. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening to the Mega Power. Love you all. And J-Rock, you are amazing as always. And I can't wait till the next show.
All right.